Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We want to remind you all that we still have some spots open for our Trova trip to Croatia in September. You can sign up at bit.ly/lesdrewcroatia. We have three more early bird spots left that are being subsidized by a very lovely patron of ours.
We also want to remind everyone, in season six, we have special bonus episodes going up on our Patreon. So if you want to catch our latest episode, which just came out on Everything Everywhere All at Once, get all ready for the Oscars, or catch any of the other episodes that we've put up, you can find all of them at bit.ly/lespatreon.
We are so excited because we have been nominated for a Queerty Award for Best Podcast, which is amazing. It's our second time being nominated. Crazy. And you can vote every single day until February 21st. So please make sure you're voting at bit.ly/lesvote. One vote every day to get us that win. Let's go.
Or more if you have like a phone and a computer, a second computer, an iPad, however many devices.
Fake server, you got to do.
Also want to remind everyone, our next trivia night is going to be coming up on February 16th. We're going to be doing L Word Generation Q trivia on all of the seasons so far. So if you want to start, maybe get some rewatches in, start getting ready now.
In the Greater Les Universe, The Last of Us episode 3 just came out this week and absolutely wrecked me. For sure.
Ellie is not the same. No longer the same person that she was before.
No. I was saying this to Lee, like, we talk about gay shit every single week, and like, this was one of the best pieces of queer cinema I've ever seen in my entire life, and it was just a 45-minute episode. It was I cannot state how incredible that episode was. Lee, you have to watch it. I was crying so
I'm
hard.
I'm impressed you're making it through zombies just in general.
Oh, I know. Jana was like, let's watch Last of Us. And so I was like, okay, sure. And I wasn't really expecting it to get this gay.
Yeah.
Like, I will talk about it, but like, there's this scene, right, where like, one of them is like stuck in a hole and he's like, oh, like, I don't know, like the second he comes out of the hole and he looked at the other guy, I was like, wait, this is gay. And then I was like, no, am I should have been gaying this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like,
yeah,
am I just overthinking this? And I was like, oh my God, this is gay. It was beautiful. It was so beautifully acted. Like, I cannot say enough about it. But if you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. It is going to go down in history as like one of the best pieces of queer cinema ever, I think.
Amazing.
So good.
Also in the Greater Liz universe, some of you may have seen that one of the Jeopardy clues was about Kristen Arnett this last week, which is just, it's fun. It's always fun when you see, you know, people pop up as Jeopardy clues. And if you haven't yet checked out our episode with Kristen, that was back in Should Have Been Gay 69.
Hey.
Nice. Hey. That we did on Clueless. Great episode. Congrats to Kristen. Just, you know, exciting all around. That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee. And welcome to our 99th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
Oh, it was fun. It was great. But it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, we'll run away together. We'll spend some time forever. We'll never feel bad anymore.
I'm just going to let you keep going. This is the entire episode. Let's go.
Hip, hip. No one wanted to hit the hip hips with me? Come on.
Hip, hip.
There you go.
There you go. I got you. When that song
came out, a little bit of Weezer. Green Album was not my favorite, but
that was a real throwback. Like, I feel like that song is like, I sing covers in a band that like does not random songs, you know what I mean? But like does throwbacks, and like we don't sing that song. Like that's like a time capsule.
It is. Do you know what I mean?
But great. But maybe we'll add it.
Listen, Weezer still slaps. I'm more of a Blue Album than a Green Album kind of gal, but it's still good.
I just know the top hits. I was not an album girl.
Oh,
sorry.
I had like a big Weezer phase in high school. Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but you would. All right.
It means I'm a nerd, Ellie. That's all it means. there's no deep message here.
That's all it is. All right. Well, we're not talking about Weezer today. We are talking about
not yet
Aquamarine, and we are joined by a very special guest, Kristen Murison. Kristen, welcome.
Hello.
Everyone's favorite mermaid here to talk about mermaids with
mermaid
us.
Mermaid Kristen Sparkles back to talk about how gay mermaids are, because
I mean, really, who else would we have on for this episode? Come on.
And for those of you who cannot see us, which is most of you,
because listening this is a podcast.
And it's
for everyone but the three of us.
I know how much you guys love visual gags on podcasts.
We do.
Kristen is full-on mermaid. Kristen, can you describe your outfit to the audience, please?
Yes. So I have on a shell necklace with lots and lots of shells and some starfish that obviously speak to me and tell me compliments all the time, as starfish do. I've got a starfish on my bracelet. I've got my silicone seashell bra, and I've got my tail. I've got a whole tail on, you guys. You can't see it, but just know.
In case anyone ever doubted Kristen's commitment to a bit.
Because, as you know, we are recording after sunset, which means my legs are no longer available.
That is crazy. I don't know if I've never seen the bottom half of your body after sunset. Just
That's
saying.
Not even true. That can't be true.
That's also not true.
It's not true.
That's
at
definitively
all.
Not true. I have definitely seen your legs after sunset. But for all of you listening,
amazing.
Who knows?
They can't prove it. So
who knows? We'll never be able to prove it. You live in a water tower. Like, that's it.
I might
Kristen
secretly
is calling
live in,
a
water
in from
tower.
The water tower.
Calling
on my
in.
Shell phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
For any of you who, if this is your first episode ever of Let's Hang Out, that's the only reason why I would ever need to introduce Kristen. But Kristen is our production assistant, helps us with a million things for the podcast, and is also a freaking mermaid, if you didn't get that from the beginning.
Moonlights. Yes. Moonlights, but as a professional mermaid.
Yes.
Get it?
Moonlights as well. Always a mermaid if it's the moonlight is out.
Yes.
It's true. That's what I'm saying.
So happy to have you here. Let's dive in, because this movie, I was crying laughing at how good this movie is, so I cannot wait for this.
What? Yeah.
I can't believe I had forgotten how incredibly gay it was until I rewatched it. So
let's start, for anyone who's maybe not familiar with the movie, with our IMDb synopsis for the 2006 hit film Aquamarine is as follows. Two teenage girls discover a mermaid in their beach club's swimming pool.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's true.
Okay.
True.
It's, yeah, that's it's not, true. No lies, zero lies detected.
And
leaves
yet,
a little to be desired, though.
Let's gay it up.
Gotta
Kristen,
gay it up. Kristen, do you have a... Do you have a gay synopsis for us for Aquamarine?
So I'm just going to do it off the cuff because I didn't write it down. But,
great.
Okay, two teenage girls find a mermaid and fall in love with her while trying to get her with a guy that they thought they liked, but, you know, compet, you know how it is. So they end up falling in love with the mermaid, and the mermaid, of course, learns the value of love because she loves them back.
And excellent.
Yeah. So basically they prove to the god of the sea that love is real because of gays.
True story.
Yeah. I mean,
horribly. Ellie's just laughing at Jana every time now.
So my girlfriend's walking behind me, for those of you who still can't see.
Another visual gag for the podcast.
And we were just talking before this about how many clips on our Instagram just have her walking back and forth behind me. So I'm losing it. I'm sorry. Hi, Jana.
The star of the podcast. Star of hey, the Jana. Podcast.
Jana. All right. There we go.
Okay. Ellie, what's your gay synopsis?
Okay. My gay synopsis is two lesbians who have no clue how to get a man because they have never wanted to or tried to completely misdirect a straight girl they have fallen in love with into how to flirt with a man, but their plan backfires, and for some reason their stupid suggestions work, and then
excellent.
They're like, shit, she really is in love with this man. But then we actually get a happy
spoiler
gay ending
alert.
Because Raymond doesn't love her, but her two lesbians love her, and her dad leaves because of lesbian love. That is wild.
I mean,
I know that was
impressive.
Long, but like, that is what happened
to me. That was That's the exactly most impressive part, was that literally lesbian love like saved everyone. I mean, there was going to be like a horrible hurricane or something, like he
lesbian
was not okay,
like stopped a storm.
Yeah, lesbian love is powerful stuff.
That was crazy. Lee, what's your gay synopsis?
Okay, my gay synopsis is, I think, kind of along the same lines. I said two baby gays accidentally thruple up with a mermaid and have to prove gay love is real when Comp Het fails to save her from an unfortunate marriage.
Yes. I know,
yeah.
I forgot about the marriage.
That's
too.
True.
She
oh my gosh, you're
right.
She
because
ran
she does
away.
Not want to marry a man.
She, yes, she's like, not on my watch, daddy-o. Gonna grow some legs and get out of here. Yeah.
I also just like
so, yeah,
that
great.
To him,
great, great.
Like to her dad, the only proof that love exists is gay love. Like there is no proof that heterosexual love exists to her dad.
Nope, never
no.
heard of it.
He's never heard of it.
No.
Never heard of it. Okay, before we dive in, Kristen, tell us what is your experience? Obviously, it sounds like you'd seen it before. What's
yeah,
the
but,
what's the backstory
know, it wasn't,
here?
I think because whenever it came out, it just wasn't like a big deal at the time, or maybe I wasn't the right age. Maybe I was like a little too much older by the time it came out. I did see it, but I didn't really think that much of it. Like, I didn't see it again. Like, I saw it when it came out, and then I never thought of it again. And then
got
you
it,
guys
got
mentioned it.
It,
and I watched it again last night, and I was like, oh my god, wait, it's actually really gay. Why did I not notice this before? Like, the last time I'd watched it, I didn't know I was gay. So, I mean, it's really quite different watching it when you
it's,
are gay.
Those are always the best ones to go back to, though, you
I'm
know?
I'm like, this could have been part of my gay awakening. I didn't even know, like, subconsciously, you know, it was in there.
It was
yeah.
in there.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I know, you would think, being a mermaid, that I would have, like, that this would have been, like, a movie I was obsessed with, but I don't know.
It's okay. I mean, I personally enjoyed the film, but it's similar. I'll tell my experience. I'm, like, the same age as you, Kristen, right? Are we a year apart or the same age?
You're a year younger or something.
Okay, but we're close to the same age. So same for me. I watched it.
Sorry, I can't hear you, youngin.
Lee, uh-huh. We watched the movie.
You watched the boobies? What?
We watched
there were
the
a lot of boobies. There were a lot of boobies in this.
There were a lot of boobies.
There were, honestly.
It was like a lot of talk about boobs. Like, it really was.
I wrote down every time they talked about boobs.
Yeah, like, they were actually pretty obsessed with boobs. which proves
like,
our point.
Fair, valid.
But for me, same thing. I watched it maybe once or twice when I was younger. I can't remember watching it any more times than that. And in my rewatch, like, I kid you not, like, I was wild. Like, you know, I felt like, you know, like when you're like walking by like somebody who's like talking to themselves on the street and they're like cat laughing to themselves, and like that's what I was today watching Aquamarine.
Ellie bringing strong would have been committed to an institution in the 1800s vibes to this rewatch.
I felt crazed. Like, I was like, ah, like, this is gay. Like, I was freaking out at the end. Like, I would, if anyone was anywhere near me, they would have, yeah, they would have taken me in a straitjacket. Like, I thought this was wildly, hilariously gay, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm excited.
Okay, well, apparently I'm the only one who had never seen this. I am not even sure I'd ever heard of this movie. I have never seen a trailer for this movie. We get requests for it all the time, and that was all I knew, is that I know the name because we've gotten so many requests for it. So imagine my unhinged delight in viewing this movie for the first time, because I had no idea what to expect going in, and just wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
What a joy. What a joy of an experience.
Like, watching it now after seeing Emma in like so many other like much, yes, like queer things.
A little,
it's really
tiny
hard
baby
to read her as not
Emma
queer.
Roberts. Like, also a joy after having just seen What's Her Face on John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah. I mean,
it was just, it was, this was great. This was just great.
Is JoJo gay?
Oh my gosh, JoJo. Yeah, I don't know. I feel,
okay, wait,
like,
are we going there now?
She's gay. She's giving gay.
She reads so fucking,
she's
gay to me.
Gay.
This character is so queer-coded. It is crazy. Cecilia literally says, like, do you ever not wear boy clothes? She's in,
yes,
a polo and shorts,
yes,
every time you see,
no,
her.
No, but not, okay, listen, I hate that I have to do this again, but it's not just the outfits, like, just JoJo herself.
Oh, yes.
I know I have told the story before of my wife's college roommate who was like, yeah, I mean, of course I knew you were gay. Like, you have a gay face. Listen, I'm sorry, JoJo, but you got gay face, girl. Like, this is not on me, okay? Take it up with your gay face.
This is on genetics. Look, it's not.
This is on your fucking gay face. And also the fact that when you Google JoJo and, like, one of the first songs that comes up is a song that she wrote, or I don't know if she wrote it, a song that she sang called How to Touch a Girl.
No, you're kidding me.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I watched the music video, and I get that the whole thing is ostensibly straight, but I'm sorry. Can I just, wait, can I read you the chorus of this song? I know we're, like, on a wild tangent already. This is our gay rabbit hole. Join us down the lesbian rabbit hole, okay? So this is the chorus of the song, How to Touch a Girl. She is ostensibly supposed to be singing this to a man, but I do not buy it for a second. Here's how it goes. Do you know how to touch a girl? If you want me so much, first I have to know, are you thoughtful and kind? Do you care what's on my mind? Or am I just for show? You'll go far in this world if you know how to touch a girl.
Yeah, that's gay.
Okay, but why does she know how to touch a girl?
Sweetie, honey, baby. Oh, like,
has she run this method a couple times? Like, you have to test it before you sing a whole thing about it. Like, you have to prove your theory on how to touch a girl. So obviously she must have tested it out first.
I mean, I'm sorry, but it's also just like some of the other hits from the lyrics in this for me. Bring me some flowers, conversation for hours to see if we really connect. This is not, there, nothing heterosexual is happening in this song, okay?
No. Also, how old were JoJo and Emma Roberts in this?
They seemed really, they just looked so young.
I mean, they're supposed to be 12, so I will give it to them. Like, they are young looking.
Let's see. JoJo is also 32 years old. So
when did it come
1990,
out?
1990s. So this came out in 2006. So she was probably like 15 when they filmed it, 15, okay. 16.
Also,
JoJo also is from Massachusetts. Where is she from?
Oh, really? Oh, yes. Yeah, it says Foxborough, Massachusetts. That's what it says right here.
And
that's fun.
Yeah, because she's around the same age as me, there were people who did theater with, like, that I did theater with who used to know her.
Wait, you know JoJo secretly?
I don't know her personally, but like I did theater with people who knew her and said she was a diva. But to be fair, I mean, if you're freaking JoJo,
of course she's a diva.
Of course you're a diva. Yeah.
She's allowed to be.
I'm sorry. You like blew up when you were what, 12 years old? Of course you're going to be a diva in eighth grade.
How else are you going to act? You're not going to act.
Like, are you going to be like, oh, I'm so humble? Like, no, you're not.
You're 12. Like, you're going to be a bitch about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you know also, I'm just looking at these people in the cast and like, I think because they were just so much younger, I didn't realize, but like Tamin Sursok from Pretty Little Liars is in it.
Oh my God. We clocked fucking everyone in that car. Are you kidding me?
I didn't realize that.
That car pulls up and I was like, we're watching it. I'm watching it with Kelsey and that car pulls up when they pull up outside of Ray's house. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, how do we know the girl who's driving? And then I was like, oh, like John we just saw her and John Tucker Must Die. And I was like, but everywhere I look in that car got funnier and funnier because I was like, I'm sorry, that's fucking blind Jenna from Pretty Little Liars. And then in the backseat is Sierra from Dollhouse. And like, what is happening
right now?
Like,
confused.
What is going on? I was like, everywhere I look just keeps getting better and more fun.
And queerer. Because like Pretty Little Liars and Dollhouse are pretty queer.
Yes. And I'm like, anyways, this movie was so great. We're like way off the rails already. I'm gonna try to bring us back in. So if we want to talk about who should have been gay, where Kristen, let's allow you to pick. Who would you like to start with? Because it is really like a grab bag of good choices.
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously, I think all of them are gay, but I mean, should we start with the girls because we see them first? Like, should we start with Claire and Haley?
Which one?
I feel like it is good to do them together.
Like Claire and Haley first and then Aquamarine because like that's the order that like the movie shows them in.
Okay, so hit us with let's get started diving in. But okay. I'm just gonna we're gonna keep it go. Keep it going. It's just endless rim shots in this episode. How Claire and Haley should have been gay. Top reasons. What do we got?
Well, I mean, have you seen Haley?
She got a gay face.
Have you seen what she's wearing? I mean, I don't know how she owns so many polos. Like, where is she shopping?
Dude, and not even before we get to the polos, they open on that scene of them on the beach, and she's wearing the little off-the-shoulder t-shirt, which, like, is not in and of itself inherently gay, but the way she's wearing it, it's not like a sexy, like, oh, here's my sexy come hither shoulder men. It's like, I don't even care, ladies. Here I am. Like, this is me. This is where I'm at. We're dressing for the girls and the gays, and that's it. Like,
she wears a one piece.
Yes.
Also, I'm sorry. But, like, I just feel like if you are, like, she wears a one-piece and jumpsuit.
If she was trying to attract men, she would be behaving differently.
But do you know what I mean? That it's, like, it's not like she's wearing a free, like, the shirt off the shoulder in a femme way. She's wearing it in, like, a mask way.
She also wears jeans and jumps in to the water in jeans and a
one-piece. In full clothes. Like, full clothes.
In full clothes.
That is a lesbian.
Like, that's not a thing that, like, anyone would do.
And jump into the water. Like, they are fully covered. And they jump in. Like, they have scuba gear. Like, they do not show one speck of their skin. And that is fine. But, like, girl is gay.
I think she's the first gay. Thing that I noticed was so gay was, like, in that scene, the second the other girls show up, like Cecilia and them, the second they show up, the first thing they do is stare, like, ogle them. They ogle them so hardcore. Like, they stare at them, their jaws drop. They say, whoa. Literally, the first word out of her mouth is, whoa. And then, did Cecilia get bigger?
Yeah, Cecilia's untying her little wrap
top.
Why do
you care?
Like, what?
They're so invested. Like, they're so invested. They, like, cannot take their eyes, right? Because I love movies like this when they're like, oh my God, Raymond, giggle, giggle, giggle. He's so dreamy. Look at his shirt. Oh my gosh. And then a girl shows up and they're like, yeah, they, like, can't. They, like, immediately are just like, boop, 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 boop. Attention is now over here and does not waver. Like, forget Raymond. Raymond is a distant memory already. Like, Cecilia has shown up and untied her top, and they're just like, Raymond who?
Raymond who?
Yes.
I mean, Cecilia's boobs got bigger, so, I mean, to be fair, how are they supposed to focus on anything else?
They're so true.
Nothing else to focus on but those boobs. Ken, I know this is maybe not in order, but I do feel like Raymond, their obsession with Raymond is gay, right? They're in eighth grade. He's a senior. Okay, so like, and he's like the hottest
he's
guy,
unattainable.
Unquote,
so right? Like, it's like, a safe crush to have.
Definition of unattainable.
I've had this exact crush.
Yes.
Yes.
So have I. It's a very safe crush to have.
This is like, oh, yes. What are objectively attractive qualities in a man? Like, what does a man look like in the pages of these magazines that we research men in?
But this magazine told me that this is what men are, so therefore.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, can I tell you too what I love about this? So, sorry, let's just dig deep on Lee's past.
Yes, I'm here for
yes.
this.
Yes.
So, when I say I've had this crush, the one I'm specifically thinking about is like, I used to have a basketball hoop in our driveway when I was in like middle school, right? Like middle school going into like high school. So, I had a crush in like 7th, 8th grade on a kid, short kid who played basketball. And so because what I would be like out in the driveway, like, you know, just shooting hoops, whatever, being like, "Oh, like we both like basketball." So like clearly and like and he was popular, all the girls had a crush on him, like the ideal candidate for the like this kid will never fucking notice me, has no fucking idea who I am, and I'm gonna tell myself that I have a crush on him when really I'm like, but I can also shoot a basketball. Why aren't there more girls into me?
Like, not I have
right
the same,
like we have so
man.
Much I in common. I'm also very short and so clearly we would hit it off, right?
Yeah,
like, yeah, that definitely I can. Can't you just picture Haley in like 3 years time with that exact haircut, like Ray's exact haircut, being like, oh, I'm just gonna like rip my shirt off at the beach and like dive into the water to save you with my like hulking biceps. Like, I promise you that is where she is headed. Not even a question.
And he like definitely views them as like little sisters kind of thing, like
well because they are literally because
they are
years younger
little
than him.
They're like babies.
They are children,
so it is like actively very safe for them to view. Like, they're like, there's no risk that they're ever gonna have to actually be with a guy if they like this guy.
Yes.
Yeah he's a great choice. A plus unattainable, inconsequential crush to have. Well done. Well done, girls.
One note I have here is that when he, you know, like when he's stretching and flexing for Cecilia, he does that and they immediately scream like in horror. And I'm like, you know what? I also scream in horror when a shirtless man stretches and flexes his muscles as one does. Like...
Sounds quite accurate.
Listen, this is giving me strong throwbacks to when we did the Sound of Music episode about whether Liesl's scream is a
excited
joyful
or
scream
painful.
Yeah.
Or
like it seems
a horror movie scream. Yeah, we could have similar conversations here, okay?
Yep. Also, the beginning of this whole thing too, right? Like, they've been obsessing over Raymond the entire summer, but they've barely talked to him, right? So
yeah.
They're like, they are constantly together. Even when they're like hiding under the umbrella, they're like super close.
They're very close.
You should not both be able to easily fit behind an umbrella and nobody sees you. Like, that
well,
means
very
I mean, that depends on what you're doing behind the umbrella.
Exactly.
Elliot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're not on a date...
Yeah.
You shouldn't be like both.
They're always very close together.
There were a lot of really physical moments between the two of them that I was like, when they are having their slumber party.
Which one?
And the lights, when the lights go off.
Which one?
I could have sworn they just kind of lived together because I don't remember ever.
At one point, at one point, Kelsey was like, do they sleep in the same bed every night? Or
yeah, there's no proof that they don't.
Just this week. Like
yes,
yeah.
They definitely do. But that their slumber party, the one where where the storm happens before Aquamarine shows up.
Okay, sure, sure, sure.
When they're doing witchcraft, yeah.
Yeah, and when that, they do a spell.
They do witchcraft as all little baby gays do at their slumber parties.
To stay together. Sure. Right? Their entire spell is like, please don't let us have to do a long distance relationship. Please. And then that man comes in and they are like intertwined. When the lightning flashes, their legs are together on a bed. And they're like, oh God, I can't believe you caught us. Like, that is gay.
Yeah.
That is gay.
Also, like, did anyone else notice that Haley's walls are like covered in posters of women?
As someone who had similar looking walls in high school, I did notice
like there
that.
There are women
indeed.
All over her walls. And I just feel like she has all these like teen magazines and stuff. So you'd think she'd be pulling out like the pictures of all the men that they're staring at. But no, what the pictures that she's putting on her walls are only women.
They're inspirational, Kristen. this is who she wants to be when she grows up. Okay.
Oh God, you would have like a Bend It Like Beckham poster on her wall.
I see that for her.
Listen, all I have to say to that is shut up, Ellie.
Oh, do you have a Bend It Like Beckham poster on your wall?
I had a huge so Keira Knightley crush. Aww. Like, it absolutely had Bend It Like Beckham up on my walls in high school. Not even a question.
Or you know that poster that's like the kiss.
It's
like the two girls.
Yeah, I had that one in college.
The one that
not
was,
at home.
It was in
college. But in
college. I remember one constantly being available at the college like sales at the little like bookstore.
I also still had a Keira Knightley up on my wall in college, but it was alongside the Kiss poster. Mm. Yeah, listen.
So now people knew why you had Keira Knightley on your
wall. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Haley is such a little gay bee.
Haley's like, really giving, like, so do she's in that stage where you're not sure, like, do I want to be like these women or do I want to be with these women? And that is a very difficult place to be.
Well, okay, listen, I'll give you one hint because one of the first quotes I have written down in this movie is, so she's supposed to be moving. Her mom got a grant in Australia in marine biology. They're moving to Australia. That's sort of like the underlying premise of this movie here. They're moving to Australia. Haley is very upset. Why? Fuck Raymond. She just doesn't want to leave Claire. Right? We don't hear a single thing about like, oh my God, I'm going to move and never see Raymond again.
No, she could care less.
We do hear, quote, how about I live here with Claire till I'm 18?
Yep. I have that written
normal,
down
normal
well.
Stuff.
Totally a normal thing to do.
And Haley also on the other side is like, how am I supposed to survive eighth grade without you? Like, she's literally like, how do I breathe without you? Like,
I want to know. Yeah.
You're like, these girls are so in love with each other.
I have another quote. I can't remember which one of them says it, but they say, you were totally, completely, and eternally
my best friend.
Yep. Yeah. Giving strong, and they were roommates vibes.
And they literally basically are, because they're always sharing a room. So.
Yeah,
because
they live together.
they
have one bed, sure.
Like,
I mean, we never see. Do we ever see the other ones? I don't think we ever see another bedroom. Like, we never see the other bed. We don't have proof that they have two.
No.
I'm trying to think. I can't really.
I don't think we do.
Visualize multiple bedrooms in my head.
It's just the one.
It's just one.
They were just saving on, like, you know, sets, renting sets. It's just one bed. Just one run room, run bed. Make it easy.
They live together. They live on top of each other. Like, they are so in love. And because, okay, so I think I said they're in eighth grade, but they're in seventh grade going into eighth grade, which still, I feel like that is peak time to have kind of a gay friendship.
Yes. One of those ones that's like way too homoerotic, but you like don't necessarily notice it yet.
Yes. Yeah, you haven't caught on. You haven't quite noticed what's happening yet.
Yeah, like neither of them know they're gay. Clearly,
no, they
do
no
not
clue.
Know they're gay. But we know. Like, we know.
It's pretty obvious. Also, like, they have the cutest little nicknames, like the Clarity Cat. Like, their little nicknames for each other. They're always like speaking to each other. So cute.
She calls her Clarity Cat like 10 times.
Yeah. It's really
adorable.
Then,
as a heterosexual counterpoint, when Raymond calls Aquamarine Aqua, they're like, oh, he has a cute nickname for her. I'm like,
because nicknames are so special.
Nicknames mean something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's also discuss what I think obviously has to be one of the top gayest Haley and Claire things, which is that this whole thing, right? So I feel like, just in case anyone hasn't seen this movie, Aquamarine, they meet a mermaid and she's getting married off in 3 days.
To a squid or something.
It's
a man who's terrible, who she hates.
It's a mermaid.
But yeah. She doesn't like him.
She doesn't like him. And so she's like, if I can prove to my dad that love exists, because we don't have love where I'm from, then like I won't have to get married. And so the girls get enlisted to help her fall in love in 3 days, like a good lesbian should. And if they do, they get a wish. And here's what I love is that you have two girls where they're like, oh, here's these two girls. They're so straight and their whole life revolves around this boy. But also, if they have a wish, the only thing they want to wish for is to not have to be separated from each other. No discussion of Ray, no discussion of boys, just like, do not take me away from Claire, the center of my entire universe.
No, not even for half a second do they question what their wish would be. Like, it is always for each other.
It's zero discussion.
It's so gay. Ellie's like crying.
And they're like, and it's so funny.
99 feet, and like, this feels like almost one of the gayest ones. Like, that's
it's one of the gayest.
It is.
And we haven't even gotten to Aqua yet.
We make things gay every 2 weeks, and somehow it's gayer than ever.
It's a lot in this movie, but I just love the way that the movie even handles it, because they don't seem to question it at all. They're just like, they're so into boys. They have such a huge crush. Oh my God, they love Ray so much. Oh, squeal, they're so into his biceps. And then they're like,
no, they're not.
Wish. Obviously, I would wish to never leave you forever and eternally, my best friend, Claire.
Well, the Raymond thread is so thin, because also,
it's so bad.
Number one, they don't wish for him. No. Number two, the second Aquamarine's like, oh, I want to be with Raymond. They're like, oh,
okay,
no.
Fine, you can have
him. And
then,
like, 2 seconds later, they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're so cute together. Like, fine. You didn't want him at all.
They just give up so fast. Well, and that's the other thing that I love is, like, even before Aquamarine gets there, they have this conversation at one point where they're like, oh, and then we're going to go to the last splash, and one of us is going to dance with Raymond, and then he'll fall in love, and, like, we'll be so happy that one of us got him that we won't even be jealous.
Is.
Yeah, and I'm like, you can't even pretend to care about this man. Like, even when you're talking about the hypothetical, like, they try to do lip service to it where she's like, we won't even care who got him. Oh, I mean, I guess, like, unless you do, that wouldn't be okay. But it's, like, such an afterthought.
It is so not convincing, too, where she's
he's
like,
so forgettable to
I
them.
I wish it was me. Like, you
oh,
don't care.
Oh, no, darn, Raymond.
Because I feel like he's safe for them, right? That they're like, we can be this close. We can have our legs intertwined with each other as we sleep together every night, as long as
we have this crush.
We both have a crush. It's on the same dude, and neither of us could fucking care less about that or him. Oh, someone else wants him. Guess we'll help
her.
Yeah,
like, they're not even fighting over him at all, and they're not even really upset with Aqua for wanting him. Like, they really don't mind.
They don't care. Like, they make it so clear. They could give two shits about Raymond. That's the best part of this movie.
It's so funny. It's so funny. They don't even try. Like, they make zero effort to even pretend.
They don't have, like, you would think, like, if this was a straight movie, they would have, like, a scene where they're, like, really, like, grappling with the fact that they have to,
Zero.
Get over Raymond. Like, they don't.
There's
care.
Like half a second where they're like, you know, this is a really big sacrifice for us. And then that's about it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, so anyways, let's get planning, okay? Okay, I need to move us along because we're going to be here all
night. Yeah, we haven't even added Aquamarine.
So a couple.
Yet.
No, I know, and I'm not ready to get to Aquamarine.
Oh,
I'm just trying
God.
To move us to more Haley and Claire stuff. I'm not done yet, okay? So listen, a couple other of their gayest moments. Okay, I have one quote when Aquamarine does something that Claire says something where she goes, can you make boobs come out of hiding?
Oh, and I was like, my gosh, yeah, I remember that.
I was like, listen, I know how you're supposed to be saying it, but like,
but
what a fucking
what are you
telling
saying?
Quote.
Yeah, she's literally like, take your top off.
Yeah, yes, yes. She's like, do you know how to make boobs come out of hiding? Can I see more boobs?
Can I see them? Yeah, do you know how to make boobs?
Can I see your boobs? Well, listen, one of them also for sure is checking her out when they find her naked in
Well, they find her naked and straight up she like turns around and goes, isn't my butt cute? Like, isn't it cute?
Yes.
And like, first of all, what are you doing?
They are for sure checking her out. Also, the fact because Haley takes her shirt off and gives it to Aquamarine, Claire for sure also gives her a once over when she takes her shirt off. And she's like, I don't care about the one piece. Like, I'm digging it. Anyways, they're, what, 13 in this movie? Yeah. I'm just rolling with it. Yes. It's fine.
It's fine. We're ignoring it.
It's totally fine. Also, Haley, I have so many quotes written down from these girls. Jesus. When Haley goes swimming with the dolphins and then she comes back.
And she
did you write this quote down?
Literally so. Oh yeah. My God. She was like, all I want is for you to be there with me, right?
She goes, it was the most incredible thing. It was something I wish I could have done with you. Not Ray.
No.
Not Ray, but she wishes Claire was there with her.
I also felt like when Haley was she was talking about like how she hasn't experienced love yet, but she believes and she knows it's real because she's seen it. And I'm like, okay, so maybe you haven't experienced it yet because you've only been looking at it for men and you didn't like it. Just feels God, so much like she's that, right on the cusp of realizing.
You're so right. That whole conversation, I was just like,
she's
sweetie,
she's so close to figuring it out.
You're like looking right around it, you know. You're like, it's weird how I haven't seen love with this like giant Claire. Get out of the way. Get out of the way, Claire.
Like, she's like, Claire, hold my hand so you don't drown. Here's what love is.
It's so much.
Let me tell you. Yeah, that speech.
It's so much.
That speech was a speech that you would give at your wedding. Like, that's the speech that Haley would give to Claire at their wedding.
Like, she just thinks she hasn't experienced love yet.
It's the closest thing we have to magic. What are you talking about?
Like, girl, you have experienced love. You just didn't realize that you're, like, in love with your best friend.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. I have a couple more. When they have their fight. Oh, their breakup fight.
Oh, their
fight.
Little breakup
their
fight.
Their breakup fight. That was, really
so,
to me.
That was rough. So hard. I feel like every lesbian who had this kind of a friendship watches that scene, and you're just like,
my whole insides
babies. Oh,
my insides were wrecked during that scene.
Yes, because it's harsh. Because like that's what it is. You're like watching their first couple fight, and it's rough. But
what was their breakup? Their breakup scene was about also, like I feel like Haley was pulling away because she's like, damn, I really am gonna miss Claire.
Yeah.
So she was just like, if I just push you away, it won't hurt.
It won't
much.
Hurt as much. Yeah.
Well, and also because, you know, because it's that whole thing where she's like, maybe we should wish for something else. Like, maybe my mom really needs this and deserves this, which, like, yes, Haley, correct, she does. Kelsey and I felt way too bad for the mom watching this movie.
You're like, when you relate
actually,
to the mom more
I actually
than the
did
children.
Feel bad
oh my
for
God.
The mom. Because I was
so
like, wait.
Much did I relate to the mom. Because we were like, Jesus Christ, like, You're moving to fucking Australia. Like, you got divorced. Mm-hmm. You finally got a grant that, like, you've been working for your whole life. You're packing up single-handedly a whole fucking house to move to Australia, and your 13-year-old just keeps unpacking your boxes. And we're like, dude. Like, what a little shit. But she's going through, she's finding herself. I get it. It's hard.
She's
it's angsty.
She's going through a tough gay phase, yeah.
We've all been there. But when she's talking about, like, maybe we should use the wish for something else, and Claire goes, like, what? Like, a new best friend, and I'm like, totally normal, straight response to that.
Like a new girlfriend to materialize on the ocean.
Yeah. She's like, what, you want someone else to sleep with every night? Is that what you're saying? You want to go to Australia and find some hot girl whose boobs will come out of hiding and sleep with you every night? Is that what you're telling me, Haley? And you're like, totally normal, straight feelings you're having right now, Claire. Very, very heterosexual and par for the course.
And is this not how everyone reacts? I could have
Normal. Normal stuff.
I also feel like they make up really quickly after that fight.
Oh, they made up in like 5 seconds. Like, I literally wrote, oh no, friend breakup. And then I wrote, never mind. Because, like, they didn't. Because
that's literally what happened. They're like, oh, okay.
They were like, hey, so hey, real. Rah, rah, rah. And then 5 seconds later, they're like, never mind.
They forget everything.
Well, and not only never mind, but they go from never mind so fast to the pier
to, like,
sequence
I will
at the end.
Risk my life with you.
Yes, and I just need to talk about the pier sequence because I just love, again, when movies, like, so don't seem to see what they're doing. And I'm like, you have a scene where you're like, here are the lovers meeting Aqua and Rey up on the pier, walking together, heart to heart. And then they frame it. We're like directly mirrored beneath them, underneath the pier.
Our lovers walking together.
Yes. And they're like, look, you have this pair up here and this pair down here and everything is normal. And I'm like, yeah.
Sure. That's normal.
Sure. Totally normal. And I'm going to end my Haley and Claire analysis there because I can't talk about the end of the movie until we do our whole discussion on Aqua just in a general
All right.
Okay, so I will not talk about it either then.
I feel like you can't talk about Aqua at the end
without talking about Aqua in general. Yeah, probably not.
So can we just kick us off on Aqua, Kristen, as our resident mermaid
expert? All right,
expert.
So the mermaid shows up. And you know what? I also think I would expose myself to humanity for gummy worms. So, you know, valid of her. Absolutely. Totally with her on that. And then, like, I just feel like they're instantly flirting. Like, within half a second of her showing up, she's like, do you want to touch it? And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is she talking about? And, like, she wants him to touch her tail. And, like, it's, I don't know. The way she says it is very sexual. Like, I don't know.
I'm glad that's not just me who got very strong, like, it's your first time with a girl vibes from that scene. Because I was like, did they intend for this?
And she
to
was like,
feel,
oh, it's slutty.
Like, so I was like, I feel a little uncomfortable.
It felt like weirdly
watching
sexual
this.
And I was like, aren't they like 12? Like, what is happening?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, hard, I can touch it.
She comes on so strong. Like, I feel like they were like, and you know what's so funny? She comes on so strong in the scene, right? And she's just like, I love gummies and like I'm a hot mermaid and whatever. She doesn't tell them her name for like 20 minutes.
She doesn't tell them her name for ages.
She's like, I'm Aquamarine. Let's do this.
Don't they like tell? Yeah. It's the next day. It's not even the first day that they meet her that she says her name.
The day after she's like, here's my name.
She's after like, I'm a mermaid. Want to touch my tail? Yeah,
and, like,
it is slimy.
Arguably her breasts because like she doesn't have a shirt on.
She's full on naked.
Straight up naked.
Fully naked.
She's like, she's full on naked being like, check out my body. I've got legs now. Look at my ass.
She was so excited about having like feet and a butt. She was like, wow, look at me. I have a butt now. Isn't it cute? And the girls are like,
super.
Yeah, basically it is cute. Like they're staring at her butt.
Also, the reason that she's there is super gay. We've already talked about it.
Yes.
But she tells them, she's like, I'm here because I ran away from an arranged marriage to a man that I do not want to marry because I believe in love and I want to find love here. And that's like the start of Aquamarine's
journey. There was one thing where she was saying, like, I think they said it to her. I can't remember whether it was Claire or Haley that they say, is this your first time ashore?
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers.
Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What do you think you're saying here?
No, but that's what I'm saying. They're so thinly veiled. Like, it's just the amount of times where they're like, oh, is this your first time? You've never done this before? I'm just like, girls.
Like, it felt like something was happening.
Who wrote this script?
Like, is this your first time with a woman?
Is this your first time? There is some serious sexual tension between the three of them.
Okay, like, yes.
I also think Raymond is bi, because...
No, listen. We're not at Raymond.
We're not
yet.
At him.
Forget
but
Raymond.
But anyways, yeah. But anyways.
Are we going to talk about the jumping on the bed scene or not?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, I'm not there. We are all over the place. I feel like we are all feral at
can
this
I
movie.
Can I talk about.
Because
this movie makes me feral. That's what
can
I'm saying.
Can I talk about
this
when
movie
Aqua
me
was.
So crazy.
Okay.
Today.
Yes. Yes. Tell us about the jumping on the bed scene, Ellie.
She's jumping on the bed and they show Claire and Haley and their heads are going up and down and up and down and up and down and they are watching her intently bounce on the bed like
and
that
also like isn't she is still a, not she's wearing a shirt like she's not wearing underpants or anything yet.
Yeah, they say at a certain point that they need to get her undies.
Yeah, she actively yeah. doesn't have on
but
any
also
underwear.
How do they well I guess they knew she didn't have undies but my interpretation is like they're watching her jump on the bed and they can actually see that she's not wearing underwear so they're like whoa
like she's actively jumping up and down in like literally a shirt as a dress and definitely does not have underwear on. So yeah, I mean, I would assume they can see quite a lot.
Okay, I have another mild tangent to take us down.
Let's go.
Here's the thing, because we were watching this movie and we looked up the girl who plays Aquamarine so many times because we kept being like, why does she look so familiar? Like, who is she reminding us of? And why can't we place her? Because we're looking up, like, we must have gone through her IMDb, like, 4 times during this movie, being like, no, she has to have been in something that we've seen. She just seems so familiar. And I was thinking about it more today. Here's what I've decided. This is what I think is happening in my brain watching this movie. I feel like I get strong Shelby from the Wilds vibes. From this actress and from Aquamarine as a character, not just because they look similar enough, but also because there's just something about like this whole thing where she's like, I need to fall in love with him. Ah, boy, I'm
yeah,
so
she just
excited.
The first
that just
boy
like
she
feels
saw.
So fucking forced to me to be like, my dad wants me to fall in love. So I pick, close my eyes, that guy. I love him. Oh my God. Ah. And I'm like, that is very transparent, fully see-through of just like, you have zero interest in that man. You're just like, how much can I force feigned interest and excitement in like some dude? Just like, fucking throw a dart in the direction and whatever man it hits, that's who I'm falling in love with today. And like that felt very Shelby to me as well, you know, to just be like, I have to do this for my daddy to make him see what love is, right?
Yes.
They're also
that's my other gay tangent about her.
Also, Sarah Paxton has been in like a million things.
Nothing that I have seen her in, though. Really? Like, that's what was driving us crazy.
Yeah, she was like a huge Disney star.
I know.
And then she was also in Sydney White, which is hilarious.
Oh, you know what? Haven't She's the girl it, that they tried to replace Marnie with, isn't she?
Yeah, and the new Halloween Town.
That, like, really threw me off.
Have not
that.
Seen either Halloween Town.
What?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Listen, this is what I'm saying. Like, I scrolled through her thing so many times, and there was nothing in there.
But as a Halloween gay, it's illegal that you haven't seen.
I do feel like Aquamarine is her most iconic role, though. Like, she will forever be known as this mermaid, I think. I think.
But also, she looks like Shelby and had similar vibes, and I think that's what was throwing both Kelsey and I off. That's my decision of, like, what I think I'm remembering her in.
Yes.
So yeah. I like that the girls gave her, I don't know, like, they give her kind of a nickname because they call her Aqua sometimes, but they also call her Fish Butt, like, in a really, like, adorable, like, oh, we're teasing you kind of way. And I just feel like that, I don't know, like, they seem really into the fact that nicknames mean something, so... I don't know. And they're always like,
and also they can't stop thinking about her butt.
They're also always kicking her butt. Like, they kick each other's butts a lot. And I don't really know what that's about, but it's interesting that they do that. And I really liked when they're all on the bicycles and Aqua's riding on the bike handles because, like, how is that not like a thing couples do? Like, that's a thing couples do.
Oh, it's so couple-y.
Yeah. I've never seen someone platonically ride on someone's bike handles before.
Yeah. No. Also, sorry, while we're talking about their bikes, can we also talk about the fucking, like, dyke wheels that Haley's sporting? Like, that is a gay bike. I'm sorry.
Everything about Haley is so gay. So gay.
I mean, like, just everything. 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 Everything about her just keeps getting gayer.
Also, if we're going to keep talking about Aquamarine, right? I know, obviously, there's that thing where, like, at sunset, she turns back into a mermaid. But, like, besides that, Haley and Claire just, like, stare at her while she's dating Raymond, right? Like, they're on her ass just, like, watching.
24/7.
Like, they're voyeuristic towards her. Like, wish they were on these dates, not because of Raymond, but because of Aquamarine.
Because of her.
Oh, for sure.
But then I feel like they also, like, are way too excited to take her away from the dates. Like,
yes.
Every time they're like,
it's time to go. Quick.
Yeah. Get out as fast as you can. Like, she probably could have stayed and kissed him.
Feel like they
run, bitch, run.
Yeah. They see, like, even the inkling of a sunset and they're like, we gotta go. We gotta get Aqua and get out.
They're like, it's just a shadow, like a cloud passes in front of the sun and they're like, go.
It's literally like a large bird, just kind of like.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Also, sorry, I lied. I have another ridiculous Aqua tangent to take us on. Okay. Ellie's going to love this one, too, because we're going to... I just need to bring up Taylor Swift really fast.
Great.
If
anyone also had a lot of Gaylor TikToks show up on their For You page when Midnight's dropped, you might be familiar with the whole theory about, like, the color purple and the importance of the color purple.
Lavender
as, like, a queer... Yeah, well, and as a, like, a queer flagging system. And so there's, like, one of the... I can't remember which song it is for. One of the music videos where she gets, like, hit by an arrow and there's, like, purple, like, bleeding out of her, like, shoulder or something, whatever. I'm just gonna say that there's the first when we get introduced to Aqua's finger scales.
Oh, yeah, the finger scales. And they're purple.
The finger scales. Yes, and they turn purple. And she's like, I've never even seen that color before. Like, I didn't know they could be that color. And with, like, her purple fingers. And I'm like, you're fucking gay, bitch. Like, I'm sorry. This is not subtle. We're, like, we're flagging right now. Like, that's what we're doing. Yeah, she's like,
weird. Ever since I met you two, my finger scales just started
they're a different color. Weird. I've never seen them this color. And not to, like, jump the gun to the end, but they turn that color again at the end anyways. It's very, very gay, and I just thought it was so funny that they were like, what color should we make her nails for the color of love?
And of course, and it's, like, the gayest color they could choose.
It's the gayest color.
The literal gayest color.
Yeah, like, just... Love that.
Why do people think I have purple hair? Like, I'm trying to flag that I'm gay.
This is intentional.
Trying to tell people. They know there's a lot of times when people don't know, so you gotta tell them somehow.
She's like, what could it mean? It means you're gay, honey.
So,
that is also so funny because she said it's because of Raymond, but it happens again at the end.
It happens at
Raymond.
The end without him.
Exactly. So there's that. Also, while we're on colors, I just have to call out Haley for immediately also getting blue streaks in her hair. Like,
it was so cute. So sweetie. Cute. And like their little matching outfits and their little matching hair.
Oh my God. I cannot. She's okay. Like, please wear my t-shirt. Let me get my hair
I'm
like
I'm very
you.
Intrigued
what?
By like, I really liked how when Aqua went to the mall, like her favorite store was the vintage clothing store because that's like very lesbian of her.
Yes. Like, and she's like, let's go thrifting.
She's like really into thrifting.
That is so true.
She's been
like,
on the...
She's like, I hate all these other mainstream stores.
She's had a human body for like 4 seconds, and she already knows that she prefers thrifting.
Yes. This is a Haley and Aquamarine thing, but when Aquamarine is in the bathtub...
Oh my gosh, yes. And Haley ends up in the bathtub, and now they're just both in the bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
Because like, yep. That's a thing.
Also, why was Haley in the bathroom with her
beforehand
to begin with? She's sitting
just
there
chilling. Do you not chill with your friends while they're in the bath, Ellie?
I have very rarely.
There's something very gay about like,
wait,
eating ice cream
what's
together
the,
in the bath.
What was the other movie that we did where they're chilling in the bathroom?
I
remember that.
It was the boarding school one.
The boarding school one.
Wasn't she,
with Juno Temple.
Wasn't Emma, wait, hold on. Was Emma Roberts in that one too?
Was Emma Roberts in that? That's
I think
that's
she
literally
was. Yeah.
Just coming into my head.
I
as
genuinely
well.
Think she was.
That's so funny.
Cause
what fucking movie
Wild
was that? Why
Child.
Can't I think of Wild,
Wild
Child.
Child?
That was her. So she's just always hanging. I guess she just really likes to be in movies where you hang out in bathtubs. I don't know.
Just casually hanging out
casual,
in the bath with my
totally
friends.
Totally just basic platonic casual friend stuff, you know?
Like you do.
And then, too, the fact that she feels the need to jump into the bath to be her legs. Girl, all you have to do, nobody has their legs hanging out of a bathtub. She could just bring her tail in and nobody would have thought anything. But she's like, oh, I have an idea. Let me get under
okay.
the bath. Let me completely submerge my head. Yeah, let me completely put my head under the water as close to your body as
like,
possible.
Like, what was she doing under there? We don't know.
Yeah.
I also think it's so funny that Ray walks in to a bathroom with just Aqua ostensibly in a bath. Right. And he's like, oh, better clear out. And then when Claire and Haley are like hiding in the room and like listening to them have their little conversation and then they walk right back in, like Haley is in a bathrobe with her hair up in a towel. And so is Aqua. Like they're both in little bathrobes. Yeah. And he is just like not sus at all.
It doesn't occur to him that that's weird. Like
nothing to question here. Yeah. You're just both wearing bathrobes. As one would expect of good friends.
Because good friends always take baths together.
Sure. Normal stuff.
Maybe they think, maybe normal boys stuff. Think girls take baths together. Maybe they think that.
He probably does.
I mean, lesbians do.
I mean, yeah, but like, I mean.
Straight girls.
Oh my God.
Straight girls.
Not.
Yeah, if you think you're straight, probably don't be naked in a tub with your best friend. But I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Or do.
I am now ready to talk about the ending.
Wait, am yes. I ready to talk about the ending?
What? Well,
I okay. had one more thing to say.
Okay, one more thing.
Okay, so you know how I just feel like because Aqua, like her whole, the whole thing that starts this is because Aquamarine saw Claire's parents like be in love a lot on their ship. And that sends her on this like, oh my gosh, love is real. Let's go on a journey to find love thing. And, like, that's what starts off the whole thing. And then she just happens to wash into a pool that just happens to be Claire. Like, that's some soulmate level shit. Like, I'm sorry. That is a soulmate level connection.
Oh, that's so true.
Like, that is written in the stars. Like, you can't tell me that that's not soulmate level shit.
I love it. That's so true. Yep. They're meant to be.
Like, they're literally fated. Claire's parents' love brought Aqua to Claire and Haley.
Claire and Haley's love saves Aqua.
And Claire and Haley's love saves Aqua.
So, okay, so let's talk about this scene at the end. So, Cecilia shows up, pushes her in the water. Daddy Merman is like, storm clouds, right? Ray is obviously like, I'm gonna go get something to keep me safe,
yeah,
right?
He's like, and I'm not gonna just jump in.
Let me get my flotation device.
Yeah, and the girls are just like, fuck that. We're in the water. Like, we are in that water so fucking fast. Even Clarity Cat.
They hold hands and jump into the water together.
It was so beautiful. Cannot.
And Claire has been terrified of the water this entire film. Like, terrified. We have seen her scream and cry because a man was throwing her into the water. We have seen her not want to get on a dolphin with the love of her life because she's too scared. We have seen her, so many things, fall into the pool. And when she first sees aquamarine, like, we know this girl is terrified.
She won't go in the water for anything, but she will go in the water for aquamarine.
Yep. Will go in the water
but
for aqua.
Only with her best friend.
And only because she believes that I think she really trusts that Haley, like, will never let anything bad happen to her.
They swim out to this buoy. They're like, we are going to save you. Like, we're going to do this. And why? Because we love you, Aqua.
I love when she's like, I don't get it. Why would you do this for me? Like, you guys jumped in here. It's so dangerous. Why would you risk your lives? Like, why would you do that? And they go, well, it's just something I would do for her. And I know she would do it for me. And we do it for you because we do it for each other because we love each other. And we do it for you because we also love you.
And I love how they're like, oops, we made a thruple. Yeah. We didn't realize.
They're like, oh, wait,
but we did.
We're all in love.
And then fucking Aqua is like, I didn't realize you leak when you're happy, too. And it's her little fucking happy love tear. Drops in the water, and immediately her dad is like, that's fucking gay as shit. Like, he's like, I know what that tear is. It is homosexual tendencies. Cut the storm, everyone.
He's like, never mind.
And like, the storm immediately disappears, and she's like, I love you too. I'd circle the world
for
you too.
Yeah, she goes, I'd circle the world for you too. And I love you guys too. And it's
also
just
I would
so
like
cute.
To say, they were trying to get Raymond to say I love you, right? Their whole thing was like, we need Raymond to say I love you. And then he's like, it's a little too soon, you know? Like, I really
not for
like, I
lesbians,
really like you.
It's
but
not.
Yeah, for these two gay bitches, they're like,
no,
yeah,
I love
you.
Like, so it's been 3 days. Like,
Haley,
I know for a
Haley's
fact.
Like, I literally have a U-Haul parked in front of my house right now.
She's
bitch.
Like, come to
I'm
Australia.
Ready.
Like, literally come live with
yeah.
me.
Yep.
She's like, I'm so ready. I also love that even after they do that, when they're like, oh my god, I'd circle the world for you two. I'll come see you in Australia. Oh my god, let's make plans. I love you two so much. We all love each other. And then she hops on that board with Ray and she's like, maybe I'll see you in Fiji sometime. He has no actual concrete plans to be in Fiji, right? She's not even like, I'll come visit you next week.
Like, she could come back. There's nothing stopping her from coming back.
Nothing. She's like, you're right here. I know where you live. And she's like, I'll see you in Fiji, maybe.
Yeah, like,
it's the most non-committal,
maybe,
like,
get together.
That's what I say when I have no intention of seeing someone again. Like,
yes, it's for sure. It's like, I'll call you, right?
You will not.
Like, that's what it is.
I'll swim to you sometime.
And they then proceed to have the worst fucking kiss I've ever
God,
seen.
Oh, God,
I'm sorry.
But also, it wasn't as disgustingly awkward as the cheek kisses he gave the girls. That was
I
like,
wrote in my notes
so
bad.
No.
It was the most awkward cheek kiss I have never seen in
the
my
correct
entire
response.
Life a more awkward cheek
kiss. Oh, it was so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable.
I hate it.
Was so bad.
No reason for that.
No.
No.
Okay, also, sorry, her nails turned purple again.
Her finger scales are the love color.
It's very gay. Can we talk about one other? Sorry, I have so many lesbian rabbit holes on this movie. Can we talk about Ray real quick? Do you know what Ray has been in that we do know him from?
What?
He's the ex-boyfriend in Happiest Season. So I would just like to say this man's track record of on-screen only dating lesbians.
What?
Just flawless.
Hi.
Flawless.
How did I not notice that? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Connor.
Yeah, he plays the ex in Happiest Season. And I'm just like, sir, you just apparently are typecast as man who dates girls before they realize they're gay.
He is that look.
He okay, so I also do think Raymond is like bi because he said the girls say that like there's some guys that are also into Raymond, and I see Raymond as like being on, like I feel like he'd go for it. I feel But also I really like that Aqua gives them the starfish and then each of them take one, and I just, it was just so cute. And then they can all be, I don't know, I feel like they're just gonna stay like a little polycule.
A thruple.
Yeah,
a
little, I know,
thruple forever.
They're soulmate thruple. Soulmate, there's no thruple way around this.
I do feel like Aquamarine is just gonna like come and like transport each of them. Like it's like, oh, how will we visit? And Aquamarine's like, come on.
Just come, come on, just like, grab her.
Takes the dolphins.
And like she that's just gets how they travel. She gets other on her fin and she just like goes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sounds right. But yeah, I mean, this entire movie, it is a all gay of love
them
story.
I think all the mean girls, like Cecilia and every single girl in that car, are also gay.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, sorry. My last note was a shout out to Jenna. I don't remember what her name is supposed to be in this movie. Jenna and the other girl in the car when they steal Cecilia's car. And they're just like, their looks of absolute unhinged glee. And they're just like, let's take this car. And I'm like, where are you going? And
what are you doing?
To do what, ladies? Like,
they're like, we're finally alone.
Yeah. I was
yes,
like,
literally.
They're dating.
Yeah, I'm like, they're taking that car to go, like, neck somewhere. They're like, what's the makeout spot? We've got the car. Like, they looked so excited. It was a little weird.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? What about, we haven't really talked about, like, mermaids as a whole. Like,
I mean, they're gay.
Mermaids are gay.
Yeah,
they're gay.
Mermaids are gay. Magic is gay. I mean, they even said, they did magic it. I mean, they're praying to the god of hurricane. Like, I feel like, who does that? Like, lesbians, like there's no straight people aren't doing that, like
yeah
and then mermaids in particular are incredibly gay because I mean like their whole thing is
gay vibes
gay
all around.
Anything else? I mean, like I said, this movie really, like,
I think it's very interesting that they, like, in theory Aqua's parents, like the mermaids in theory don't have love. But, like, maybe they do. They just only have gay love and just they don't know. So now Aqua can go back and tell them, like, hey, you guys, I figured it out.
Gay
like, how many more
gay
people,
love is okay.
How many more mermaids are going to figure it out now that she goes back to her pod and is like, hey, by the way, we had it wrong.
Just
it was gay
incredible
love all along.
It was gay love that we needed the whole time.
Yep. I mean, I think we can all agree. Aquamarine.
Should have been gay.
Should have been gay.
Okay, who are we shipping?
So fucking gay.
Who's our? I mean, this is a stupid question. Who's our ship?
Haley and Claire.
Okay, and so let's start with the two of them at the beginning of the movie. What's our ship name for them? Clayley.
Or Haley Cat.
Oh, Haley Cat's
that's
cute. We also have to do a thruple name though.
Claire, Haley, and Aquamarine.
Yeah.
Clayley Marine.
Aqualily. Aqually.
Aquarily.
I like that.
That's cute because it kind of sounds like Aquarius. It's like, it's
right?
Giving zodiac.
Love it. What about the three mean girls?
Well, there's four of them though, because the thing is there's Cecilia, there's Sierra and Jenna, and then there's whoever the girl is that Jenna steals the car with.
No.
There's another girl?
There's only three. No, there's a different girl that she steals the car with, because it's not Sierra.
Oh.
Yeah, she steals the car with someone named Patty.
Who's Patty?
Who the heck is Patty?
I don't know her.
Cecilia, Ginny, Marjorie? Is that
the
one?
There is a Patty.
And Patty.
I'm looking at the cast right now. There's a Patty. I don't know her.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to call them the mean
girls.
She's
the one in the car. Yeah, the mean girls is fine. I think that's good. No, I don't know. There's one ship in this movie. Well, I guess two. There's the Claire Haley at the beginning and the thruple at
the
end.
That's it.
That's kind of it for me.
All right, you ready for our Q and gay? Let's do
also
it.
I'm so ready.
Q and gay.
Question number one, where did you spend your summers? A, the mountains, B, the beach, C, the city, or D, the farm?
The beach.
What beach?
Good answer.
Nothing exciting.
Just curious. That's all.
Some beach in New Jersey.
Nice. So the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, basically.
Question two. What is the gayest thing that Haley does out of A, jump in the tub, B, Clarity Cat, C, her clothes, or D, Cecilia's boobs?
That's hard. I'm going to say jump in the tub because I just like can't imagine having the thought to do that. Like, what? I just don't think that would ever be something I would think to do.
I mean, they're all such good answers. It's hard to choose.
So gay. All right, question number three. Who is the gayest out of A, Haley, B, Claire, C, Raymond, or D, Aquamarine?
Oh, wow. Wow. It's definitely either Haley or Aqua. I'm going to have to say Haley just because... We have more proof. Like, we've seen her room. Like, we don't know really a lot about Aqua, like, when she's back with her, like, mer people. And I feel like we've seen a lot of why Haley is so queer.
So true. Clearly, we need a sequel. Give us the sequel.
Yeah, I want to see, like, when Aqua goes back to her dad and, like, they find out that gay people exist so that, I mean, that's pretty
and
exciting.
And she gets into an arranged marriage with a woman.
Yeah.
Like, no, yes. you missed
the point.
She's
like, you missed it. You tried so hard. You're closer.
Okay, question four, Kristen. Who's your favorite mermaid out of A, the Little Mermaid, B, Aquamarine, C, Kristen Sparkles, you may have heard of her, or D, Mermista?
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like I want to choose Mermista, but I feel like I also should say myself, but also both.
It's a tough call.
It's really hard. I don't know, you guys. I really like Mermista a lot, but I also...
You can pick both.
I also like me.
You can pick both, yes. All right, question number five. What would be your go-to flirting move? A, the fluff and retreat. B, the laugh and pass. C, the call and hang up. Or D, drive-by.
It's the laugh and pass for me, I feel like.
The laugh and pass is like the least effective one always in every piece of media ever.
I know, but it's also the least terrifying to do. Like, I feel like I could do that without like feeling like a complete moron. Like, if I actually went up and tapped someone and started saying, like, I'd have to go up and compliment them and then what, just run away? Like, that's like so bizarre to me. I can't imagine doing that.
The fluff and
I also... I love the idea that there's a call and hang up when that as a concept must be so unfamiliar to teenagers of today.
Yeah.
Where it's
that's
like, cause
true,
this, because that's like a relic. Yeah, that's a relic of a time when like landlines existed and people did not have caller ID immediately.
I hadn't even thought
and
of
I just
that.
Love that.
Like, it didn't occur to me, but like if you were watching this now and you like didn't grow up then, you would like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Or when you used to do a prank call and you had to do, because then caller ID did exist.
And you had to dial a certain thing.
Yeah, was it like *69 or something, right?
No, *69 was to redial someone.
There was something where you
could
block your number.
There was something you could block your number so that it wouldn't show up.
But it wasn't *69. *69 was redial.
I can't remember anymore because I'm that old, but I know that we would do it. We'd be like, oh, let's prank them.
But I know I have like called someone before and hung up. Like, I've definitely done that.
A crush?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Did you also scream and throw your phone out the window?
No,
and completely smash the glass of your parents' house.
Yeah,
bad. All right. Well, this movie has been delightfully unhinged and gay.
Yes.
Thank you, Kristen, for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I was very excited to talk about this very gay mermaid because as
a
gay mermaid, what could be better?
Mm-hmm. Kristen, remind our listeners, if they have forgotten, where they can find you.
Yes, so I am on everything as The Real K Sparkle, in case anyone is trying to be K Sparkle and isn't me. I'm the real one.
So. With The Real K Sparkle, please stand up. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah,
you're wearing
I genuinely can't.
Yeah. don't know if she can.
I mean, I can, but it's not easy. It's a whole situation.
There you go. There you go.
But yeah, you can find me there. I'm also behind the scenes at Les Hangout Pod. And
yay.
I usually, oftentimes, the one answering the messages. So you've probably will speak to me at some point if you ever message us.
Amazing.
Yay. Thank you so much. It's been so fun.
Yay.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 well, yeah.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community. So we just want to shout out some of our favorite things every episode. And we want to start by shouting out a Twitter user, the Aces of Spade, who had shouted out about our episode on The Handmaiden and how they had listened to it with their girlfriend and how much they loved the movie and having a blast. And listen, we are just here to tell you, if you ever sit and listen to our episodes all coupled up and like, just please always tell us about it.
We want to hear it. Yeah,
that's what we want. That's the content we crave, okay?
Yes. Also, want to shout out Kendra, who sent us the most lovely email. The subject line was, thank you for being a friend. Yes, Golden Girls, here for it. And just saying how much she has enjoyed the podcast for over the past 5 years. How it has influenced even some of her life. She decided to be a music teacher and go back to school because of the show. So we're so happy for you, Kendra. Thank you for being a listener and thank you for being our friend. Even though we can't see you, we are there with you every single week in your ears. So that makes us happy.
It's just, gosh, people, we've gotten some really great emails lately and we just... they're just great. They're great.
I know.
It means so much. And we really can't overstate how much it really does mean to us to get these.
Especially like when we just like keep, I mean, I say this every time, but like we do make this show in a vacuum. As much as I would continue to make this show if zero people listen to it because I get to talk to Lee and it's fun. But getting to know that we make the show, we put it out there and you hear it and it impacts you. It just makes a huge difference.
It's incredible. So please, please don't anyone ever feel weird if you want to email us and tell us that. Like, it's not,
please,
it doesn't make
it's
us
not
feel
weird.
It's great.
Amazing, it's, actually. It's makes our whole life. So
God, like,
you.
Email us more, everyone. Listen, all of you. Gosh.
Yes.
As always, we also want to thank all of our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Tanya Ferguson,
Sarah and Julia,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
Heidi Benitez,
Fiona W.
and Sophia Phillips.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Andrea Doucette,
and Julia Gonzalez. Thank you all so much. We could not continue to keep making this show without you all.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com, just like Kendra.
Or you can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
We also have videos going up on our YouTube channel, so you can subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
Les Hangout is an independently produced show hosted by us with audio production by myself. Our production assistant is Krista Murison and Twitter shenanigans by Lee Holmes Foster.
If you want to help support our little independent team, the easiest thing to do is leave us a rating and a review. It helps new people find the show, and we love reading your reviews.
If you want to support us on Patreon, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. You get bonus episodes. We have lots of bonus episodes up right now. Our last one is for Everything Everywhere All at Once. If you want to do a little listen before the Oscars, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, all of our designs are up in our TeePublic. You can get them on all sorts of things like t-shirts and tank tops and sweatshirts and totes and all sorts of good stuff. You can find all of that at bit.ly/lesshop.
And remember, we have a queer production company making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings that you can find everywhere at Dollar Bean Prod.
You can also check out our website at dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can listen to all episodes of our first show, The Flame, on any podcasting app.
And if you want to help support us in making more of those musicals, you can join our Patreon at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to follow us individually, you can find me at Ellie Brigina on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee. And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.